R-E-A-R-E-A-R-E-A-R-E-A.
Audio.
Reemployability.
Season two.
How many times do you think you took an action that affected someone else without your knowledge? I'm sure you're familiar with the butterfly effect, where one small action can have a tremendous effect somewhere else. You have no idea how the smile you gave your coworker while passing him in the hall improved his mood enough that he took time to play with his kids later that evening. Or by you laying on the horn in traffic was the last straw someone needed to give up on the day and not be productive at work. Every action causes a reaction, small or large. Everything you do has an effect on someone else. If you recall from part one, David Weller is a Tesla employee working modified duty, and Hannah Gardner is the volunteer coordinator at Caritas of Austin, the not-for-profit where David is assigned. David talks about why being assigned to a not-for-profit for his modified duty was beneficial to him, and Hannah explains how utilizing injured workers as volunteers helps drive their mission forward. Now, David, what is your role there at Caritas currently? What do you do? You said you work with veterans. Is that correct?
I don't work with the veterans myself. I'm like the support guy in the background. So what I do is I do data entry for the case managers. I will also go through the folders to make sure, case files, making sure that everything's put in correctly. Like they had an audit that a couple of months ago that I helped get everything ready for the audit. So they were able to focus on the clients while I'm focusing on the paperwork. That makes any sense. So I'm like the support guy in the background. And sometimes they'll call me up and say, hey, David, I need you to email me a copy of the lease. And I'll go through the file cabinet while the case manager's out in the field and scan it in and email it to them and say, here it is. And like, okay, great, thanks a lot. Mm-hmm. They really like that a lot because a lot of our case managers are out in the fields working with the clients, and they go to their homes or go out where the clients are at. And sometimes they, instead of running back to office and getting paperwork, they'll have me email it to them. They'll also send me making sure that like they'll get a bill in and say, hey, make sure this is processed correctly. I'm just like a support guy for them. And they're really, really, right now, they're really, I'm helping, you know, they think I'm helping them a lot. They're like, when I do leave them, they're going to be a little upset because they're so used to me doing all the paperwork for them. And it gives them a break. Does that make any sense?
Oh, it does. Absolutely. And I know it's got, I'm sorry, go ahead, Hannah.
Oh, it's true. We're gonna miss you. We want you to feel better and get back to Tesla, David, but we're going to miss you.
And that's a great point that you bring up, because we know, obviously, David, you were at Caritas prior to your injury. And so it was great that you got to go back and work there. But at some point, you're going to heal enough to go back to your regular job. So how do you feel about that? Are you looking forward to getting back to Tesla?
I'm very much looking forward to getting back to Tesla. I tell my manager, my boss at Tesla, is like, I'm going to, you know, this is going to happen, and I can't wait to get back. And he's like, we can't wait to get back either, because they need dependable workers. I'm not leaving Tesla. I'm going back to Tesla. I will always volunteer for Caritas on my off time when I get it, when I have had it. But I really appreciate Caritas for bringing me back.
Yeah.
And when they brought me back, a lot of my old workers were here. They were like very excited and happy because they know that I'm dependable, and they always know that I'm there for them.
Do you have any, I know you said that you haven't spoken with any of the folks that you've kind of suggested apply for roles there at Tesla. Do you plan on meeting up with any of those people or introducing yourself to them as someone who kind of helped get them the gig?
No, because we're like, your Caritas confidentially is a very big thing. Mm-hmm. Like they'll come to me and the father of the case manager will say, hey, this happened, and what can we do? And I said, well, I would help them through, but I said, I can't contact Tesla myself because Tesla doesn't know that they've been a big part of Caritas for hiring a lot of the clients. And because of confidentiality, Caritas has not really spoken to the hiring managers. They just go to the website, they'll ask me for my input, and I say, start out a production associate because that's the entry level. and that's what they've done and everything else. And so far, I get, like, I had one case manager told me that one of the workers got hired on. He's a young man, and he got into a lead position pretty quickly, which they were very excited about.
That makes you feel good, though, doesn't it, to know?
It does.
Sometimes it's better when people don't know that you helped, right? In the back.
Right. And I don't know what they look like. I've never seen them. I don't really know their names because the case managers never told me their names. They just told me, hey, what's the process of getting hired on? And I would tell them, and that helped them all. That would help them all a lot. You know, and they'll just say, hey, I got one hired, cool. And I got another one, hey, we got another one hired, cool. And then I'll say, they're doing great, or this happened. And I'm like, oh, but nothing to do with Tesla. This is because our clients sometimes fall off the wagon at times, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. they're very grateful for Tesla being there to being able to get their clients hired on. I had one case manager said, you know, they make more money than me when they get hired on. I laugh and say, yeah.
You better watch out. You're going to get too many people jobs there, and then Hannah's going to be needing more injured workers to work with. So, Hannah, about the with Caritas, what is the, like, what's the number one thing that you would want people to know about the organization, and how can people help most?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's pretty simple. We believe that when every person has a stable place to call home, they can realize their full potential. They can contribute to the community. And we want to work and not only put people in homes and help end homelessness in that way, but we want to help people realize their full potential and really reach their goals and reach a sense of well-being and become, you know, really integrate back with the community and thrive. We do that every day. We do that in, you know, like I said, in a holistic approach. We do that in all the different ways. So we have housing services, but we also have a kitchen where people can come in and eat lunch. And we have classes that we teach, everything from English as a second language to we have math and science and technology tutors. We currently have a group of students from Texas State who are working to build a hobby program where they're going to recruit music teachers and art teachers from around the community to teach classes to our clients that are interested. We are property owners for the first time in the history of Caritas. It is not officially open yet, but sometime this year, we're going to be opening an apartment complex up north. It's called the Sparrow is the name of the property. There's 171 units.
Wow.
That we will be the property managers of. It will be our apartment complex to house our clients and also offer low-income housing to people that need it in the community. It will have a community space, a community dining hall. It has a courtyard for people to enjoy. All of the case managers, caseworkers, support specialists will all be on site working there. So very accessible resources right at their home, at their own homes. So we are pushing the limit and doing anything and everything, all of the things that we can do to help people that need help. And the way in which the community can help is by volunteering. We have everything from volunteering in our community kitchen every Monday through Friday. The shift is from 8:45 to 1:30. You can sign up today, and if we have room on the schedule tomorrow, you can come in tomorrow. It's that easy. Groups or like corporations, companies can bring their team members in to volunteer as a group in the kitchen. It's very easy and accessible and fun. People have a lot of fun volunteering in our kitchen. And then all the way to social work interns that get interviewed and apply, get an interview, go through kind of similar to getting a job sort of process. And we ask for a 4-month commitment with that. Internships are 15 to 20 hours a week. Volunteers, we ask about 8 to 10 hours a month. In addition to volunteering, we need people to donate. We need monetary donations. You can, companies or businesses or families, individuals can sponsor the meals in the kitchen for a day. You can do a food drive with your company or school, food or donation drives. We have all of the donations that we will accept on our website. It's updated very regularly depending on the season and our needs. Things will change. We have a fun remote volunteer / donation opportunity where groups of people can make a care kits. So we have snack packs and hygiene packs.
I would imagine all this information is on your website.
It is. It is okay. On our website. CaritasOfBoston.org.
I will make sure that I post that link in the show notes. And just in case anybody doesn't see the show notes, Caritas is spelled C-A-R-I-T-A-S, Caritas of Austin.
Of Austin now.
Yeah, of Austin. We want to make sure you get that in there. That's important. Now, David, what is your next steps? What, looking ahead into the coming weeks or months, do you have a time that you expect to be back to Tesla? And you said you're already going to continue to volunteer there at Caritas. What's your plans?
I'm starting a rehab soon. This week I get my schedule for the rehab. The rehab is going to be 6 weeks, and my doctor, back specialist, told me that after the 6 weeks of intense rehab, he said I should 95% be able to go back to work with full capabilities.
Well, I know that Caritas is very fortunate to have you as part of their team there, and I'm glad that you're going to be able to volunteer after you go back to Tesla. And one of the things with this program that we find is that with some folks that aren't necessarily used to volunteering, with some folks that may not have benefited from the communication that you benefited from Tesla, David, sometimes are extremely apprehensive about participating in something like this. And they feel like their employer is trying to punish them or trying to push them out the door by getting people involved in this program. And it's really quite the opposite. The whole intent is to get people back quicker and safely. Would you agree with that? That that's helped you to get back quicker and safer?
I would agree with that. When they place me on light duties, my department, there isn't any light duties. You're moving around a lot. The stuff is heavy and big. So there's no admin work. There's no light duties for me there. And the fact that there wasn't any light duties in my department, I was like, oh no. And then when they put me in Caritas, it made me feel like Tesla was like, hey, we really want you back, but for now, we're going to place you over here. And I did look at it in a negative way. I looked at it in a positive way because I'm not at home and not getting workers' comp checks. I'm actually getting a full paycheck from Tesla with full benefits. So it's like I'm a regular employee, but I'm working temporarily off-site. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, it's great to see that you're improving and that you're going to be back hopefully sooner rather than later. And Hannah, so I know that you have hosted other injured workers from a not-for-profit standpoint. Do you feel like this program would be beneficial, the transition work program would be beneficial to other not-for-profits?
Yes, I absolutely think that it would be a very beneficial program for other nonprofits. If we can do it, other nonprofits can do it. I, having come from another nonprofit and worked with volunteer programs at other nonprofits, this Caritas has pretty like specific roles that we place volunteers into, with assisting with case managers and doing admin work. And the kitchen is really easy to come in and volunteer in and really fun, but it doesn't necessarily fulfill a full part-time or full-time job that the transition to work reemployability program does, but or needs. So if we can find these particular placements for people through your program, other nonprofits that have maybe a more vast or more diverse volunteer opportunities for people, they can do it too. Absolutely.
David, I got to be honest, you are a shining example of an incredible human being, and what you do, your attitude and what you're doing in the background to help so many people is just, it's really, really thrilling to see someone who has a heart like yours. And it's been a pleasure talking to you today. And I really appreciate your time and taking away from your normal duties to do this. And Hannah, you too. It takes a lot to juggle all the things that you're juggling. And so we appreciate you very, very much. And David, you have no idea how much we appreciate you, because you're the highlight of what we want this program to be for people. So thank you both very, very much.
Thanks for listening to REA Audio. If you have any comments or suggestions for an upcoming episode, please let us know. You can find us on Twitter at REA Audio Podcast. That's the best place for feedback and show suggestions. You can also follow REA Audio on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Stitcher, or now on YouTube Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also check out more content at listentorea.com. If you have a story to tell or know someone who does, please don't be shy. Email Todd at reemployability.com or tell us on Twitter at REA Audio Podcast. Have a great week.